trying to put a pun over. We're playing the globe.
Hey, welcome to Bunta Vista episode 414. And I don't really have an intro.
Wow.
But I just have some, like, I just wrote a few notes on my phone at the bar earlier. So we're going to make it happen. Like, me, you guys.
Yeah.
You and us?
We're going to pull this together somehow. Hey, welcome to the reopened Scooby-Doo Spooky Coaster at Movie World on the Gold Coast this December.
Wow. Yep.
Hey, Movie World on the Gold Coast, we've made a few changes this year. Scooby-Doo is trans now. Shaggy is trans now. Daphne is trans now. Velma is non-binary. And the ghosts in the Scooby-Doo Spooky Coaster are all coming out to tell you that you did a microaggression and you will be punished.
It sounds way harder. Are my kids here?
Your kids are here. Andrew's kids are here. It's family friendly. Scrappy Doo is solo poly and in an E&M relationship with Pierre Bouvier of seminal pop punk band Simple Plan.
You down in the bar when you're
right?
Sometimes you just throw things together.
and you pull it together later.
Like while we were there, there was a little bit where I was doing stuff for my laptop. It was before Graham arrived, where we were both sort of sitting in silence. I'm trying to think how much time you had when you were on your phone.
I was texting.
You were mostly texting. I was looking over. It didn't look like you were writing an intro. So when the fuck did this happen?
You guys are gonna have to help me out here. The cart doesn't go backwards anymore at the end because we're woke progressives and we love ruining the Scooby-Doo Spooky Coaster at Movie World on the Gold Coast. Instead of the axes that come down and swing in front of you, it's vaccines. And instead of instead of music from the Scooby-Doo motion picture, you're gonna be hearing nothing but Sleep Token.
That's the one that's gonna get us killed.
You know what's a really good song? House of a Million Drums by Outkast, which was an original song written for the first live-action Scooby-Doo movie.
Ooh.
It's a fucking bop. The movie sucks ass, but that song is so good.
They got Simple Plan on the soundtrack too.
So it's not open till December? Did you pick that up somewhere or are you just making that up?
No, I picked it up somewhere. I picked it up on the Movie World on the Gold Coast Instagram.
Oh, shit. Okay. All right.
And we're all there. And it's December. And we're all here.
All right.
In the front seat is Theo because he loves roller coasters.
I love roller coasters.
And gender.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're. And then.
Oh. Yes. Yeah, I'm having a great time on the Scooby-Doo. The recently reopened Scooby-Doo coaster. Most of it's trans now.
And you like that?
I don't really know the difference. To be honest, it's all going past in a blur.
Yeah. Also with us is Ben.
Yeah.
He's in the second seat.
Yep.
Are you having a good time?
I'm having a really good time. And I love that before we hit the button, you're like, no, I'll just make something up. And the first thing you say when we hit the button is, so I don't have an intro. You could have said that to us.
Did anyone else have one?
No, I didn't have shit.
It's real easy from the fucking cheap seats, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It's great.
All the seats on this roller coaster cost the same amount, by the way, which is $0.
$150 to get in.
You don't have
$150.
You don't have to, like, do you count getting in? It's not $150 to go to Movie World, is it?
Nah, or maybe it's like $100.
$75.
We're going to have to line up for so long because everyone's going to want to go on this because it's the best ride.
I don't think anyone else is counting. Oh, that's not true. But I think a very small amount of people are counting down the days until a specific Movie World ride comes back.
Yeah. That's been closed for several years.
There's 10 people. One of them is listening to this podcast. Hello, Kara. Ben will also be there, obviously. But like most people aren't like, ooh, next Wednesday.
They should be. Spooky. I mean, the last time I went on this is in year 9.
Oh, shit, dog.
Yeah, it was probably one of the best days of my life. So I've got a lot of expectations on the Scooby-Doo Spooky Coaster.
I would have been my early 20s. But it made a deep impression on all of us. It is a high quality coaster.
And
I don't like roller coasters.
It's not too scary. It's the perfect level. It's medium thrill. It's medium thrill.
I didn't feel like I was going to die. I didn't have to repeat the litany against fear to myself while I was...
Well, they're very safe, Ben.
I know that, but that's why
they're
I have to repeat the
They're not going
to
come off the tracks.
Okay, well, they do sometimes. I read a lot of news stories about that.
Yeah. One of them
don't very
fall
far
off
to
and
go
decapitate
on the spooky
you.
Coaster. The spooky just, coaster all stays on ground level, right?
I can know. No, it's
inside, but it goes up and down. It's like
inside
roller coaster that stays on one level. That's crazy.
Like a haunted house. I always understood it to be like a haunted house type experience.
It's indoors, but it's an elevated, like it's got some, there's
it's
the bit where you think,
downs.
It looks like it disappears and you go into that vortex, the smoke vortex.
The smoke vortex, it's so smoky. You're going
to
smell like smoke machines.
It's so
it's
vortexious.
Like a party in there. Yeah. It's crazy. It's crazy, dude.
Yeah. We should, we'll all go.
It's $109.
Fuck.
Shit.
Shrinkflation.
Yeah, the world got expensive.
Except
we weren't watching.
The ride is the same. They made it more expensive. So it's kind of inflation, I guess.
Hmm. It's sort of, Scooby-Doo inflation.
Oh.
Yeah.
Now
we can Google that if you want to see how much the prices have risen.
Yeah. Or if you're just interested in one character, you don't want to kind of, you know, spread it. You could just like Velma inflation.
I'm getting some really good results for Scooby-Doo inflation. Not even Safe Search on. I'm getting amazing results for Scooby-Doo inflation because he gets inflated quite a lot
in the
show.
Oh, does he?
In the show.
Yeah. We're talking big and round?
Oh, I've
He's
got a good one here where it's like
show.
A big shaggy, big Scooby-Doo, both wearing bootcut jeans, facing off against each other, shirts off. Oh, I've actually seen quite a lot of Big Shaggy, Big Scooby.
A lot.
I didn't know about. Is there a fandom for Big Shaggy, Big?
This is more than I thought there would be.
Big Shaggy.
There's sumo wrestlers. This looks like it's from one of the official series.
Well, it must fit right because they're always hungry. Or is it Scooby Doo that's always? Which one's always hungry?
No, Shaggy.
Scooby-Doo.
Well, because and this is just a. They won't tell you this.
They
at Hanna-Barbera. But Scooby and Shaggy are smoking weed, and they get a little
Scooby
case of the munchies.
Weed?
They're freaking stoned out of their minds.
They're both stoned.
Is he like passively smoking?
Yeah, I think.
No, he's smoking on purpose.
No,
I don't
think
Scooby Doo is stoned.
Scooby's getting hot boxed.
He's getting hot boxed.
He's getting hot boxed
in the mystery machine by his fucking irresponsible owner.
He's just hungry
because
he's a dog.
High as Shaggy.
No, I don't
he's getting
Scooby
hot boxed in the same car with him.
Scooby Doo's
not
high.
He's high.
He's high.
That's why he laughs like that.
Scooby high.
Stone's dog theory, he gained consciousness because of the drugs he was ingesting.
And then they eat a bunch of food till they're big and round.
And then they rub up against each other with their big bellies.
Shirts off.
This has gone off the rails. Have any of you got an intro?
How ironic.
It never goes off the rails. It's perfectly safe.
Hey, if Shaggy and Scooby were really hungry, maybe they'd eat a big sandwich. There's a restaurant that sells big sandwiches. It's called Subway. We talk about Subway in Subwich.
Oh, it's chilly out there. Sorry, I know you're closing soon, but can I get a foot long?
No.
Meatball?
No.
Toasted?
No.
Sandwich?
No.
Salad?
No.
Dressing?
No.
Cookie?
No.
These are taken from the United States of America. Yes. Here we go. Oh, this is a free episode, isn't it? These are Subway reviews, one star. just in case this is your first episode,
now you're
that's
all
what
caught
this
up.
First time. Segment is.
Yeah, we read Subway reviews.
If Subway's bad, we read the reviews because there's common threads in how bad they are.
Across the entire world. It transcends language. It's
and if you're sitting
really
in the car and your wife is reaching for the knob to change
don't
the
let
channel,
her.
Don't it's let like, her. Slap her hand away.
Well,
that's about to get really good.
Swerve the car around really wildly until she stops reaching.
Yeah, like Death Proof style so that she's...
Yeah, rattled around the car.
It's a problem with the Death Proof car, though. Only Death Proof for the driver. Here we go. The lady really tried to say I chose a tuna sandwich. I hate tuna.
Maybe she just wants you to give it a try. Yeah. Maybe she wants to open your eyes, you know?
So she started slamming appliances, so I ended up with the bread of choice I did not want. However, I did get fresh cookies.
Oh,
Oh. It's a real roller coaster.
Swings and roundabouts, you know?
She gave you the wrong bread, didn't give you the sandwich you wanted,
but
cookies right out of the oven, still warm.
Ooh, and they're still a little bit warm. They're so good.
Can we get real with each other for a second?
I don't know.
How different is the bread really?
I'd like to keep a level of professional difference.
How much of a difference is the bread making to your sandwich overall?
As in, if you get the wrong bread, oh, huge.
I've only ever got Italian herb and cheese.
Italian herb and cheese is the only bread that there is, surely.
I would kill myself.
I would literally, I have no idea what the others taste like.
They should take $6 off the order if I'm not getting Italian herbs and cheese. Well, what the fuck's the point then?
I don't think it tastes like bread. I think it tastes like Subway bread, which is its own thing.
I think Subway is giving you the illusion of choice.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
You think you're choosing your own sandwich, but actually, it's all products that Subway sells.
The
they had them in the store already.
Yeah. Came here, ordered a sub, asked it to be well toasted, gave toppings, etc. They didn't do it correctly, so I asked them to fix it pretty nicely, and they decided to cover the second in mayonnaise and sweet onion. I said, whoa, that's too much. And she keeps adding and says, want more?
Kind of asking for that one.
I want this Subway experience. How are they always getting it? Where there's like a young woman that's just like yelling at them, being like more tuna for you.
You don't they like pepper?
They should make a place where it's just the rude servers. And then maybe they don't make it like Subway.
Jared's
I don't really
Diner.
Like Subway.
The dumb Starbucks situation. You can't say, I want it well toasted. They put it in the grill thing and they press the one toast button
One button and it puts it in there for 47 seconds.
It's not a fucking steak, man. You can't request your level of doneness on the grill at
Subway. Get it fresh. Grow up.
No,
get
that's
it untoasted.
Stupid.
Oh, how else am I going to get all my cheese melted?
So weird. You're odd. You're an odd lady.
Depends if it's like a fresh salad-y kind of one, you know? Don't need my hot bread on that.
The person at the counter working just stood there. Didn't even acknowledge I was there. I asked a question, was ignored. Yeah. I decided on a sandwich. He gave me a totally random sandwich. I asked if that's what I asked for and he ignored it. Put it in the toaster. Didn't even ask. Then continued on his way.
What do you mean a random sandwich?
Fuck, what do you mean he continued on his way?
Ordering something, the guy works his way down the bar, just grabbing whatever. He's not even looking at the tubs he's putting his hands in.
But he's like cocking his head at you like a dog listening and then just doing whatever regardless.
And you're like, oh, can I have the sandwich I asked for? And he's like, I'm very busy right now.
Yeah, I'm making your sandwich.
I must be on my way.
I need to continue on my way. I got to wander the earth.
I wonder whether there's audio on the security cameras in your average Subway. Because if you work there, this is the perfect way to fuck with the customer.
You keep smiling. You keep doing your job.
Seafood sensation.
Hand them the sandwich while they stand there going, but that's not what I asked for. And you go, have a great day, sir.
You have a good one.
Yeah. Oh, you want more mayo? You want me to put some more mayo on?
I'll kill you.
I'll fucking kill you at the car park.
And when they
that's
play
not
it back,
your sandwich.
They go, it's crazy. We're getting all these terrible reviews, but then I watch the footage back, and this guy's just making sandwiches all day.
He's just smiling all day, handing
just
people
smiling.
Sandwiches.
Seafood
sandwiches
sensation,
going out the door.
You piece of shit.
People leave the restaurant. They break down crying. Put it together.
They threw away my sandwich at the toppings area and gave no explanation.
If it's at the toppings area, it's not your sandwich yet.
Yep. Oh, it becomes... That's true.
It has to cross the counter, I think.
That's, until it's in your hand, it's not your sandwich.
That's all their sandwich.
It's your sandwich in waiting. It's the sandwich elect.
Yeah.
It's the sandwich artist who will be conjuring the sandwich. And then they get to the end. They have then creatively birthed the sandwich. They symbolically swaddle it in paper.
Sandwich
before handing
life.
It over to
sandwich
you,
life
the new,
begins at
the new sandwich
it
parent.
To you.
Yes.
Yes.
But until then, not your sandwich. No guarantees.
And I would
life.
Argue if you're both sharing the weight of the sandwich, they're still holding one end, you're holding the other end. It's the sandwich artists. They
he
have
needs to let go.
Fully.
First.
You. Hey.
Hey. Yeah.
You need to let go.
Up until then, it's shared custody.
If they've made like. if they put like three things on the sandwich and then just threw it out, you haven't paid for it yet, right?
It was never your sandwich.
It was never your sandwich.
Hey, that nothing was ventured, never nothing your gained. Sandwich. Yeah.
Keep on walking, just, brother.
It sounds like the ultimate job for the board team, doesn't
draw
it?
Draw strength. Walk on into the night.
How many times do you reckon you could get away with making the sandwich three quarters of the way, putting something on and going, Dump it. I'll let me trash get that it. For you, sir.
Yeah, no
you
good.
Toss it in the trash, start again.
Yeah.
How many times before the person is begging you to just, that's fine. That's fine. I don't mind.
No, it won't be perfect.
I don't mind some bell peppers, they'd probably say.
Yeah. One worker soullessly said, sorry, but nothing else.
Sorry.
I understand being tired at the end of the day and having a reason to toss my sandwich, but I would have liked to have known what was going on rather than having them suddenly throw it away without saying anything and still saying nothing when I stood there trying to ask for an explanation.
No way this happened. It's no way. I don't believe you.
This is happening literally thousands of
times.
It actually
is happening
day.
In thousands
it's
of subway locations.
Right now.
It's never happened to me.
It's happening at the airport in Dubai.
Because
right
I order the right sandwich.
Yeah.
Again, normal. It's you. You are ordering a foul sandwich, a wrong sandwich.
Yes.
You are putting out something nasty into the universe and it is taking it away. The universe will take what's not meant for you.
This has to be like that we're just viewing this through the lens of the kind of people that would leave a one-star review on Google, right?
Yeah, so you would then have to imagine that this is also happening to people who wouldn't leave a review.
No, I'm just thinking they're going to elide the parts of this interaction that are like when they were just complete turds because they don't know it.
Oh, so like this guy was jerking off at the counter.
Yeah.
And they're like, all right, well, I'm probably not going
to
save the sandwich.
Am I not supposed to be doing this? Yeah, no, I thought this was America kind of deal. Yeah.
It's always that way.
That's what the splash guard is for.
It's through bias. It's the picture of the plane with the red dots on it.
Nope.
Oh, apparently McDonald's has taken back over. McDonald's does have more spots than Subway again. So on the list of largest fast food restaurant chains in the world, number 5, KFC in the US, number 4, Subway in the US, number 3, Starbucks, number 2, McDonald's with 41,822 locations. The number 1 largest fast food chain in the world is Mix You Ice Cream and Tea in China.
Yeah, I thought so.
45,000 locations.
Okay.
Wow. So that's your bit of trivia. Yeah. So if you're on a first date and the conversation has run dry after
you've
asked what they do for work, you go, what do you think is the largest fast food chain on the planet? And they start to say McD.
Wrong. Stupid.
Wrong. Yeah. Wrong.
You forgot about China again.
Incorrect. You didn't think about China.
You should be thinking about China at all times, you say, your date.
Western-centric piece of shit.
There are more people with genius-level IQs living in China than there are people in America. Did you believe that? Well, guess what? That was also wrong. You're stupid. Do you want another drink? You drank that really fast.
The ideal scenario is that your date says, actually, there's more Subways than McDonald's, and then you can go, wrong. There's more McDonald's than Subway in America, and there's more tea restaurants in China than there are McDonald's. You idiot.
You're wrong for two reasons.
Do you want another drink or not?
Do you want to pick a cheaper wine this time?
You're still going, but I finished my drink, so I'm going to get another one.
Asking the waiter if he can sort the menu by least to most expensive.
They usually are. Customer service was terrible from Amber. She didn't do as we asked on our sandwiches. Very hateful mood, snarled as she talked, and made us feel very uncomfortable. Someone like that should not work in public. I am a very Christian woman and do not like me or my children being around such hateful people.
Okay.
You got
what's
a satanic
the
energy
here?
from the subway?
From Amber.
Yeah. From Amber? What's the color of Amber's energy? Hmm?
God.
Huh?
Yeah, like, sorry.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Huh? No, do you want to elaborate?
No, I don't
want to
dwell on that. No, I would like to keep moving with the podcast. We're going to keep this energy going. What else? The sandwich artist working at this location on today's date, the 10th of the 22nd, 24. Okay, whatever the 22nd month is.
Get him.
Yeah.
At 12:30. Oh, no, that one scares. Was quite literally the worst one I've had an interaction with. Unable to make one sandwich correctly, she's trying and failing miserably to make multiple sandwiches at once. She denied her coworker any opportunity to help and left the other employee to run the till.
No, I can do this.
You've got to let me do this on my own.
When have you ever made multiple sandwiches alone? Grow up.
I informed her three times I would like my sandwich toasted. Her response was, the bread's warm.
Hey, just came out of the oven.
I think that's reasonable. That's really helpful, actually.
Why?
Sir, you want me to warm the bread two times? Is that what you're saying? Sir?
Things are either warm or not warm. Let me ask you this.
What would be the point of toasting it? To make it warm, yes. And the bread is warm. So, don't think so. Also, think about the environment.
Yes,
you know? For you ask for your bread to be twice heated.
Oh, yeah, I'll toast it, and then I'll just get in the ocean and kill a Greenland shark.
Yeah. How would you like that?
Been alive since the 1600s. I guess I'll just jam my fist in its gills and rip out its brain.
Is that what you want?
So that your cheese can be a little more melted. Oh, sure. Absolutely. I'll do anything.
I'll toast your bread twice. Yeah.
Old English. Got it.
Oh, it's not melted enough. Well, I'll just both hands, both gills. Oh, I've ripped its brain in half since the 1600s.
Plus, I'm making three sandwiches and I don't think they're all going to fit in the toaster.
Then she suggestively suggested she'd warm my meat. I don't care if the bread's warm. I want it toasted.
She suggestively suggested that she would warm your meat.
I don't think that happened to you. Did not happen.
Sir.
There's no situation in the world where these things happen in this sequence, where there is an incredibly harried, stressed out young woman working at Subway, making multiple sandwiches, turning down her co-worker's attempts to help her because she thinks it's going to make her look bad. She's really worried about losing her job. Her rent's going up. Everything's fucked. I don't have the capacity to toast your bread twice. But also, want me to warm that meat up for you, big boy?
Yeah.
Do you want to have some sort of sexual liaison? I'm sorry, I'm ruining your sandwich. Do you want a liaison? She responded in kind, saying, I don't want you trying hard bread the first time.
What?
I already am being strong-armed into trying your new bread. At least toast my sandwich. Again, in goring my request to toast my sandwich, she then proceeded to attempt to add the fixings to my sandwich. I say attempt because I gave her the items I'd like, and then she had to ask 14 times about which ingredients and proceeded to add incorrect topping. Nice. Again, she ignores my request to make the sandwich that I'm trying to order because, you know, it's my sandwich that I'm going to eat. Even
more
upsetting.
Oh, that's what they're doing there?
Is when I brought all this up and how I'd like the sandwich I ordered, she turned my question into an argument when I simply wanted the ingredients listed, prepared to my liking.
Why didn't you take that list and go to the fucking store and buy the stuff to make a sandwich and make the sandwich? It sounds like you think you're so close to making this sandwich yourself. You are so convinced you could be doing a way better job than this sandwich artist.
How about you just reach over the counter, make the sandwich yourself?
They should let you make the sandwich yourself, actually.
I'm going to walk around.
I'm going to scoot around here.
I know where everything is in the bins. Yeah. I know where the 47-second button is on the toaster, so I'll just hit that.
Just come around to the business side for a quick sandwich.
We've said this before, but if you can't accept that your Subway might be shit, like, don't go to Subway.
Don't go to Subway.
What are you doing?
It's a risk you take. Sometimes it's good. Sometimes it's bad. That's kind of the deal.
But even when it's bad, it's in the ballpark of a Subway sandwich, which is the only thing you should have your hopes set on, which is like,
yes.
It'll be nutrient-dense.
Nutrient-dense, kind of stale, maybe fine.
Yeah. Apparently the reason that there's so many of them, which I had never clicked with me before, is that not due to their popularity, just because as a franchise, it is so incredibly cheap to run.
That checks out.
Compared to anything else. And of course, that makes perfect sense, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think a lot of people get into it for spreading the joy of sandwich.
No.
I don't.
Probably spreading the bread of sandwich.
I think the term sandwich artist might be... made up. I think everyone's dedicated to the sandwich art.
I don't think anybody who is set on spreading any kind of love or artistry gets into a franchise at all.
No. you start your own place. It's called Ben's Sandwiches.
Yes.
Ben-O's. Well, this one's a little crazy because they're all smoking weed here.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's called Weed Sandwiches. I bought a sandwich in this place today. I received it. It was not the same as in the photo. It was completely different. The girl who made it said it was wrong. I do not recommend this place. One of the two girls was very rude, and at the end, she threw the sandwich on the table like for a dog. Well, for one, the dog's up. Dogs shouldn't be eating from the table, I don't think.
No. They should be eating sandwiches either.
You don't give your dog a sandwich.
Yeah.
Scooby-Doo, but...
Scooby-Doo, yeah. He's hungry because of the weed.
Dog, but oh my God.
He doesn't smoke weed.
Clearly smokes weed.
Scooby-Doo doesn't smoke the weed.
Scooby's got a contact high, okay? And no one can blame a high Great Dane for eating sandwiches that some fucking hippie puts in front of him.
It's so stupid. You
know? It's also so funny.
Even though I bet it's so bad for him. I bet it's so bad for a Great Dane to eat all that processed meat.
Yes.
He's going to die so young like they all do.
It's so fatty, he'll give him diarrhea. Oh, yeah, Great Danes, they all die at like three or four. It's fucking depressing.
Yeah,
shit.
Their bodies just implode like a dying star.
God made me too big.
Every time like I learn about giant. One, they're like, oh, shit, Zeus is the biggest dog in the world. And then 4 months later, it's like, Zeus is dead. Like, oh, yeah. Fuck. I loved Zeus. I was very invested in Zeus's journey as a big dog.
8 to 10 years, Ben, apparently.
Oh, I don't know, all these big ones. The big
some
like,
living only 6 or 7 years.
You look, check the tape on Zeus. Look up Zeus. It's very funny to be a guy in the modern era complaining that Subway doesn't look like the photos.
I know,
like the
photo, right? Yeah.
Motherfucker. Yeah. Come on. It's not the fucking 80s. Yeah.
Also, one's a photo and one's a sandwich.
Oh.
You don't walk in with a picture of a pipe to a pipe store.
Well, and what would you say, maybe, if you looked in there?
Y'all got this pipe?
Can this just we be
y'all
my...
got this pipe?
You, all you know is that it's a sentence that's in French and it ends in pipe. That is the only thing that you have. And if no one had questioned you on it, we could have been like, well, that's a fun little highbrow reference and we'll just move on. Except you don't know enough about it to follow up.
Yeah. Finish your joke.
There's got to be people who spend their lives going from place to place, getting a thing and saying, this is bad and I'm not happy and it doesn't look like the picture.
Oh my
and
God.
And seeing if someone will say, sure, you can have a free sandwich. And then if that doesn't work, you go and you leave your review in the hopes that someone will say, hey, we give you a free sandwich, you take that review down. You know, anything we can do to make you happy.
Can you
I bet it works like 0% of the time.
What if you went to a McDonald's and just like got a Big Mac and just held it up and pointed at the photo and at the Big Mac?
I went through the drive-thru this morning and I got for the very first time a McGriddle. Has anybody else experienced a McGriddle?
I've had a McGriddle, not the Australian one. I assume it's just the same as the American
one. I will
one.
Never change my McDonald's order, so jot that down.
That's I don't respect the McGriddle.
So a McGriddle is like a breakfast sandwich, but it seems to have two maple syrup-soaked pancake bun kind of things.
Oh. Mm.
This
with
is
a slab of omelet.
This is joke food.
What and they describe as an omelet.
Yeah.
And some bacon and stuff on there. And I was like, sure, why not? And understanding everything that I understand about what we've just said, I still made a noise after opening the wrapper and seeing it.
Didn't look like you expected.
It wasn't so much that, you know, it didn't have the same stature or structure as the one in the photo. It just looked a lot more gray. Than I was expecting.
Yeah, they are. McDonald's food is very desaturated.
Yeah.
It's, yeah.
Can you imagine what it would be like if the thing that they conjure with like fake food science just for the photo shoot that is not made of the actual ingredients of the thing, what it would be like to eat that if it was what it purported to be. Like the ideal thing that's in the photo as if that represented reality, what it would be like to eat the ideal Big Mac. Yeah.
But sometimes that happens.
Sometimes.
Every now and then, if you go to McDonald's semi-regularly.
You might get a perfect burger.
Yeah, every now and then you're there just with, they've got some crack crew of like tier one operator teenagers back there and all their shit has just come in off the truck and they're getting after it and you get handed a burger that has like just been made that second and all the shit is fresh and everything's piping hot and you go, oh, this is what like it's supposed to be.
I don't believe you. I don't think they have right now. I don't think they've lost the art. I don't think they can do this. I've never seen
this. I'm saying it happens as an aberration now. Yeah. I think it's happening on like a per shift basis in specific locations around the country.
Yeah, when they bring in like the high ranking like burger priests who know the arts.
Mm. They could speak to the machines.
Yeah.
I think, and this is not a paid, you know, whatever, no money changing hands here.
With
I will say
McDonald's?
Hungry Jack's produces a burger that more consistently has like the big full feeling of a proper burger than the sort of compact, economical, you know, sort of minimum viable product of the McDonald's burger. The burgers are better at Hungry Jack's.
Yeah. I agree.
I think they have done crazier food science in the McDonald's laboratories in that each bite of a McDonald's burger is like the perfect flavor mix of everything that the human mouth craves.
Yeah.
But the experience of eating the Hungry Jack's burger is a more fulfilling one spiritually.
It's uncanny eating a McDonald's burger.
Yes. You know, some part of you knows that this is a simulacrum of the eating experience.
Yeah.
Whereas the Hungry Jack's burger, I'm like, oh man, this is like a burger.
It feels like it's almost real food.
Almost. Yeah. It's close to it.
It's just like almost. Food. Really almost.
It's almost there.
The burgers are better at Hungry Jack's.
They really are. That's ultimate double whopper. When you've had a couple of beers, you got home and you're very drunk and you go, what are you going to have to do? Oh, fucking Hungry Jack's. Okay,
I rate their fries.
Oh, their chips are great. 6 barbecue cheeseburgers. That's it.
You know what? We would take a commercial sponsorship from Hungry Jack's. We would. Yeah.
They're independent, right?
But we will not take money from McDonald's.
More independent than McDonald's, I think. Although,
like, I don't want to do ads, but if you just gave us $5,000 every now and then, I'd say how good it is to eat an ultimate double whopper when you're drunk.
Yeah.
Yes. We could make it seem so natural.
If they wanted me to
you
sing
might be
a song
listening to it right now.
And they would be. Like hey, they Jack. Did with Justin Timberlake, if they would pay me $6 million to sing a song.
Yeah.
I'd sing it.
For $6 million. Something like that.
He got $6 million to sing. I'm loving it.
You just gotta choose 5 different notes.
The new upsetting McDonald's jazz jingles.
It was just 5 notes that are all the same. Bop, bop, bop,
bop, bop, bop, bop.
Hungry Jack's. I ordered a sandwich and I gave her all the details she asked me for, and she purposely did it wrong.
Sandwich artist, I gave you all the clues.
She gave me an attitude. She said, 1 minute, and she'll be back out. And she didn't come back out, and I was left standing there. She did not finish my sandwich.
Fuck yeah.
She didn't
correct
it.
I told you guys about the time that I got a haircut, and this lady, like, starts... This is at, one in the mall, right? I wasn't...
She cut herself left and never came back?
You got a mall haircut?
I got a mall... Well, I got kind of like maybe like the first 10% of a mall haircut. And then she like looked at her watch and like, well, it's about that time, and just walked off in the middle of my haircut. I never saw her again.
Clocking off the shift.
That's absolutely insane.
What'd you do?
Hey, well, I just sat there for like 2 minutes and then I was like, there was another guy there who I was not
Did
in
you
charge
say,
as
hey,
well.
Hey, is anyone cutting your hair?
And I'm like, hey, and he's like, did she just leave? I'm like, yeah. Anyway.
It'd be good if a good prank to do to your customers to make the other barbers think that you had just come in and sat yourself down and put the apron on.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
It's okay. I've been here before. They know me.
I know how it works. Worst haircut of my life. Mole haircut for sure. It's a real memorable, traumatic one.
Don't get your hair cut in the mall, fellas. Come on.
Sometimes you got to spare 15 minutes, 20 minutes.
And you want to spend mall. $25 on a haircut. You
yeah.
know?
I guess.
$35.
Well, nowadays, yeah.
Well, with how things are.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this is only semi-related, but the other day I was at the bar and I needed to duck out for a piss. And so I did what I usually did, which is on my way out, picked like a regular that was in the bar and I was like, you're in charge. And then went out, did my piss, and then by the time I came back, he was behind the bar serving a customer. I was like, oh, no, I didn't.
What did you mean?
I just meant, you know, if like anyone starts doing anything, tell them off for stealing from the back bar or whatever. Yeah.
I honestly think that one's on you.
Yeah.
I don't think you were clear enough in your communication.
Yeah, was clear enough to imply the boundaries that you intended.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I remember before I worked there that occasionally they would do that to me and I would be paralyzed with fear, being like...
Yeah, and look what happened to you.
Yeah. If there are customers now waiting, does that charge. Mean I have to serve them? Oh, wow. I guess I really did.
Yeah, someone said it to you and you went, oh, okay, Manchurian candidate. That's in my brain. I've been activated. Yeah. I am in charge of the bar. It's my life's work now. That's what
I'm
in
charge.
He did. He figured out the point of sale system and everything, so he does work in hospitality as well. But it was pretty good. It was just a bit of a surprise.
Adding a $600 tip on for himself.
She said 1 minute and she'll be back out. She didn't come back out. And I was left standing there. She did not finish my sandwich. She didn't correct it. She just walked away and never came back out. I am mature enough where I use my manners. I have respect. I work in the health industry across the street from Subway and she treated me like I'm garbage. Again, I use my manners. She asked me what I wanted and I told her and I felt like I was an idiot. I will never go there again. I went there during the day at lunchtime. Never again. I would not advise this place ever. I am going to Jimmy John's.
It's probably better. Go to Jimmy John's.
Go to Jimmy John's. Go to Firehouse Subs.
Go to Firehouse Subs. Go to
Jimmy Quiznos.
John's. Go to Quiznos.
What are you fucking doing? Go to Qdoba.
You're not hurting for sandwich chains.
Go to Wawa. Go to the Wawa.
Go to Wawa.
Very funny detail to me is the suggestion that somehow working across the street from Subway gives you some kind of moral heft or neighborhood standing.
Yeah,
kind
of local.
What's implied here? We're
you would
family,
hope
we're
there'd
corporate
be some
neighbors?
Solidarity, right? Like, if people work in the same neighborhood as the bar, I'm like, you know, we give them a little discount. We look after them because we're all in this together.
Yeah. But alternatively, you might walk in the door and they're like, oh, Christ, it's the cunt from over the street.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ. Got to deal with him there. Got to deal with him here.
Should I leave?
I can leave, right?
Hey, that sounds like a fraud emotional situation. We deal with those in a little segment that we call Paging Dr. Lucy.
If you find that you are having a little relationship trouble, just to pick up your telephone and dial it on the double. You call 1-800-317-5155. Now you're paging Dr. Lucy.
This comes to us from r/cuckoldpsychology. Single cuck? Well,
I guess you can be cuck identifying if you're single.
Well,
yes. I think you can know that you are a cuck, but I don't know if you can practice the cuck lifestyle.
Yeah. I don't think you can practice it if you don't have a wife.
You can be an aspiring cuck.
Yes. Well, it's not even that.
Oh, cuck in waiting?
I think you can be a cuck in that you get off on being cucked, but you can't be cucked.
Yes.
Yeah.
You can identify as a cuck, but...
Kind of impervious to being cucked.
I don't think it's a case of identifying. I think you are. You're just not currently being
cucked.
Yeah,
you are. You're just not currently practicing
it.
Not currently cuckable at this point in time.
Yeah, you do the major holidays, but you're not going every weekend.
Yeah, and if you get married and you fuck your wife, you're still a cuck. It doesn't make you not a cuck anymore.
Yeah, and if she hasn't cucked you yet, you're still a cuck.
You're still a cuck.
Because you desire her to cuck you.
Bisexual and heterosexual relationship rules, you know.
I mean, sure, that was...
I mean, I don't know about that one.
Oh, did I just say the subtext out loud? And you find that somehow distasteful. Hi, my fellow cucks.
Hi.
Just talking to you guys, not reading the post.
Okay, like, so I'm turned around on this now. That's very presumptuous of you.
I am single but love the cuck lifestyle. Do you guys think it is possible to be a single cuck? And if so, what are ways you can do it? The only way I can really think of is finding a hot couple in the FinDom community and paying for their dates. But at the same time, that is more financially getting cucked and not physically being cucked. I don't think paying for two people you don't know to have sex with each other, to have a nice night and then to have sex with each other, that cucks you in no way.
You don't think that cucks? I think that cucks you a little bit.
Well, because you're missing out on
no chance of you ever fucking one of the people.
100%.
Like that, you're just facilitating them fucking. It's not like you already had a relationship with someone and then you've said, you've taken my person off me and you're cucking me now.
Yeah.
Like instead, you're just like, you kids have a good time.
Not being involved is not the juice alone, because if not being involved in people having sex is enough for you to be a cuck, we're all cucks to everybody else on the planet that is having sex.
Yes.
You have to have had a chance to have been part of that sexual encounter and then to be left out of the sexual encounter.
Also, this you could just do FinDom stuff with anybody. I don't know if this really
you could just give like
you can?
$5,000 to like a goth baddie from Twitter who's like, give me $5,000. Ooh, you're disgusting.
Yeah,
and then
you
that's
can do
it.
That.
You've been
there's plenty of that on there. Yeah,
lots of it.
I don't think you can. I don't think there's a solution to this. I think this is really it's sad, but you do need to be in a relationship to be cucked.
Well, what if you had a homie?
Yeah,
who was in an open relationship, right? Mm. He's in an open relationship, and he's going along to something where maybe his partner's gonna fuck somebody else. Maybe he lets you tag along. You know, maybe he gives you an honorary part of the open relationship for the night. And
very
then someone in your
here.
Open relationship
he
gets fucked by someone
in.
Else.
He taps you into the open relationship?
But you're only there as an observer. He taps you in. It's like, hey, you're part of this open relationship. And also, someone's fucking our girlfriend. And you go, oh, no.
I don't think it's going to have the same effect. I think you've got to care about the woman that's cucking you.
Yeah, you need the emotional weight. You need to have felt it. You need to have the highs. You need the memories of when you went to the Oklahoma State Fair together and she was wearing that beautiful sundress and you looked over at her and you thought, I am so glad that this woman is mine and mine alone, and I'm hers and hers alone.
Boy,
so
she
that
sucked down that corn cob.
I watched her suck down that corn cob, and I went, "Oh,
she's the one.
I think I'm going to marry
her. I think she's the one. I'm going to marry that girl."
You need that memory there, so that 2 years later, when she's getting fucked and she's looking at you and she's saying, "You could never do this," that it's only going to hit because of the sundress, Oklahoma State Fair, Ferris wheel, corn cob.
You need
straight
the highs,
down the throat.
You need the highs and the lows to experience the lows.
You can't. This feels like standing on the shoulders of giants. You know, you're trying to just go immediately. This is the Ian Malcolm speech from Jurassic Park. Is it didn't take any discipline to achieve it.
Mm.
You know.
You're trying to get to the end result.
You can't
just get to the end result. You can't just skip ahead to being cucked. I don't.
No, this is.
It is like the shoulders of giants, and you're this like tiny little guy.
Yeah,
and you're like, hey,
they're
can
way
you pick
bigger
me
than
up?
You.
They're so
enormous,
much bigger.
And you're
like,
tiny.
Hey, can I get some uppies?
It gives me the vibe of the people who want to use those AI tools like to make music.
That's exactly what I was thinking of. That is exactly where I went to of just people that want to skip to the end result without any discipline, without the journey of creation.
Fundamentals, the cuck fundamentals.
Yeah. You want to just get to being cucked without having any of the things, without having worked towards it. That's not what life is. Life isn't just a series of gratifications.
They've got their 10,000 hours of not having sex with their wife.
Yes.
Well, or 10,000 hours of having sex with their wife and then no longer because she's having sex with someone else.
Yes. You can watch cuck porn. That's a shortcut. You know, that's your shortcut. Yeah. But you can't, like, you can't just skip ahead to this experience.
It's... Yeah, like, you can just watch cuck porn. You can just sort of pull your tiny little dick out and then just sort of rub on that until your nasty little pathetic cums come out. You nasty little cuck freak. Oh, you little weirdo. And if you like this, please subscribe to our bonus episodes. We do more of this.
Yeah. For the right price.
I don't.
I will give you an hour of just me talking about how small your penis is and how pathetic you look while you jerk off.
I'll do it for free.
Don't say that. Don't say that.
You'll do it for... Well, I can't really one up Lucy anymore. Yeah. I'll pay you $10 for me to record.
It's called being a loss leader.
Okay, so you want to have like a dozen guys that aren't paying you for it, and eventually you'd be like...
Yeah, you build scale.
You want more of this?
It's scalable.
You got to do the Uber model. Get it out there real cheap, and then when everyone's hooked, you fuck over...
Take it back.
...millions of people, and you permanently change... how parking and traffic and transit works in cities.
Exactly.
But for
cucking.
Yeah,
tiny little pud.
You call that a load? That load was pathetic.
Is that a thing? Saying their load's pathetic?
I think
saying
they
got a small load?
Your load was not voluminous.
Yeah.
They're walking away.
Watery.
You've got a grey...
You've got McDonald's cum.
Yeah.
You have a simulacrum of cum.
Oh, was that your cum? I thought it was a prop.
Yeah.
I thought that was
prop cum. Nasty little prop cum coming out of your tiny weird penis.
Oh, that's no. A little drops penis? Of pasta water.
This is a main episode. This is a main episode. Take the pasta water stuff out.
We got to give them a taste. So they know what they're missing out on. Like, have any of you ever went on any dating apps and just been upfront with a girl you match with saying you enjoy the cuck lifestyle and build a cuck dynamic from there where she tells you about the guys she's messing around with?
No.
Probably not. I'd probably lead with, hey, how are you?
I'd start with...
What is your
name? Okay. Sopranos or Severance? Man, I went on... Because my Twitter account is still active. I just don't use it anymore. But I went over there the other day because I was like going to share some stuff for both. Hmm. And you know how not everyone's posting about the same thing, but you can get a sense of what like the zeitgeisty conversations are where lots of people like quote tweeting stuff or indirectly talking about
like
stuff people
Pink
posting.
Is like quote tweeting someone. And like,
oh, that was weird. it seemed like there was a prevailing conversation where people were talking about whether or not Severance was good.
Oh yeah, there's a big argument about Severance and the Pit.
But like way after
Pit Supremacy.
Severance had finished. But also like everyone that was dunking on Severance was like, yeah, it's good, but it's not as good as some people think it is. I'm like, oh man, you guys are going to be sucked into 4 days of conversation about this. I mean, something that doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
For a show that wrapped up like quite a while ago.
I think that's kind of beautiful. Twitter returning to its roots.
It's just...
It's 4 days of Severance chat.
Can you... I got sucked into so many of those fucking things where I'm like, well, I've got to get a quote tweet in on this.
Yeah, I nearly did one today about this, the Severance Pit stuff, and I was like, nope.
What
the fuck? Don't need that in my life. Don't need it.
The Severance Pit down.
Can you imagine you walk into your local and all your friends are there and you're like, did you guys think Severance was overrated? And they'd be like,
it's
all
anyone's talking about.
It's so weird. Conversations shouldn't be driven by the most psycho people that there are.
Yeah.
They should be driven by the stupidest person, you know, telling anecdotes from their clown-like life.
Yes.
That is the way that your life should be lived.
Yeah.
Ideally.
I don't know. I wish there was a cuck hookup culture of sorts. But then again, being a cuck is the hottest when you genuinely love your partner.
Yeah,
yes,
that's the
whole
thing.
We've been saying.
Yeah, why didn't you fucking listen to us? That's what we've been telling you the whole time.
I'm going to say something crazy here. Yes. I think cucking is kind of a one-way thing where it's like, there's like doms and subs. I don't think there's cucks and cuckers. I think... It is only the cuck that is deriving pleasure from the interaction.
No, what about a couple of episodes ago we did the guy that
We did a guy?
We did the guy.
All
the,
three of us.
So there was the guy who was married and then his wife left him for this other guy. And then he brought that other guy along to his next marriage.
New relationship.
The movable cuck.
Yeah. But they're bonded.
I will say that
they're
soul bonded, yeah.
The bull enjoys it because you're getting no strings attached sex.
He's enjoying having sex.
He's enjoying having sexual intercourse for pleasure.
The wife is just enjoying it by means of her cuck enjoying it.
Yeah, I think. Yeah.
She's looking over there and she's going, aww, look at him.
Hope he's having fun. He's
I would so say that happy. Is like 80% of it. I think 20% of it is that like maybe you're a little bored with your husband.
Yeah.
And he is actively like, oh, I actually need you to have sex with someone who looks really good, is better at sex,
kind
and
of
has
like
a better
guy
dick.
That's better dick, hotter, nicer body,
better
technique.
Just
more physically fit, better technique.
Makes me come
and she's
more.
Like, oh, I guess if that's what you want.
If it makes you happy, I guess I'll do it. I actually, on that, while I was looking through r/cuckold psychology, I saw a post from someone being like, you know what, it's so crazy is that everyone I've ever been with has also been into the cuck fantasy. And which my first thought from that was like, no, you've just been with loving partners. Like, you've been with people that just wanted you to be fulfilled.
Yeah.
Like,
who is doing something that you like, yeah.
It's kind of like the red dots on the plane, I think, in that regard.
Yeah, I think it's certainly the red dots on the plane. That's a good reference. Good reference, Ben.
We've done two episodes back to back, so we're doing inter-episode callbacks at this point.
Was this from the other episode?
Was this from the other episode?
I can't remember.
This is what happens when we have to work for 2 hours in a row.
It makes us crazy.
Yeah. It's crazy.
We're not directing our paging Dr. Lucy advice at a single specific person. In effect, it's kind of like a public service announcement. We talk about those in the PSA per segment.
Psoriasis makes your skin itch.
PSA! PSA!
Psilocybin makes you trip.
PSA! PSA!
Pseudonym is a fake name.
PSA! PSA!
Psychosis is illness of the brain.
PSA! PSA!
It's time for the PSA! The segment, which is where we say important things as a PSA! The segment, attention you should pay to the root of this, the PSA! The segment!
This comes to us from News Nation. Paris Hilton mini fridges recalled due to fire burn hazards. Well, for one, fridges should be cold.
Yeah.
Telling me she doesn't stand behind her build quality?
I don't think she personally signed off on the schematics for these. It's my feeling.
Yeah, but she's lending her cultural cachet to them.
Lending, yeah. A recall. Fuck. A recall has been issued for Paris Hilton beauty mini fridges sold by Walmart, Ross, and Amazon. Assume Ross is just a guy that's also selling these.
Yeah.
The Consumer Product Safety Commission listed the recall on Thursday for 110,000 units of the Paris Hilton mini beauty fridge, which comes in 2 sizes and 4 colors.
Okay. Is this something you keep your beauty products in, do you think?
This is one of those like overconsumption things where it's like they were popular for a while. You see them on TikTok and stuff. I don't think you need to keep your beauty stuff in the fridge.
But also,
even
if
you do,
you
also got a fridge in your house.
You've already got a fridge. I think it's like a little fridge for like your products.
It's a tiny fridge.
Yeah, it's like a mini fridge.
It's so small.
Yeah, it's a mini beauty fridge.
You don't need this. Nobody needs this.
I mean, I don't need this. That's right.
For your hyaluronic acid.
According to beautyfridge.com, Beauty Fridge is a revolutionary way to store your skincare, created to adjust to your skincare's temperament with hot and cold settings. Why Beauty Fridge? It is time to store your investments where they are treated as investments.
Yes.
It's a copy from this website. Perfectly written.
Thank you.
It appears to hold exactly 6 tinnies, though. as per the photo I've just sent you. So maybe
5 chilies and hyaluronic acid.
Yeah, you've got your snail slime, and you've got five cans of Grifter Big Sur,
your rice serum, and your 4 cans of IPA.
That's right. A spokesperson for manufacturer Epoca International said the company was aware of 27 reports of the product overheating and catching fire. No injuries have been reported, although some have reported damage to surrounding surfaces. We are looking for either the 10-liter or 4-liter model in pink, white, aqua, or hot pink.
That's hot.
You are looking for the model numbers PH11887, PH11871, PZB02E001, PH12540, PZP01E001, PZW1E001. Anyone with a recalled Paris Hilton mini beauty fridge should unplug the unit, properly dispose of it, register the recall, and request a refund according to the recall alert.
Properly dispose of it.
Yeah, that's right.
Put some tannerite in it. Put some tannerite in it and shoot it with your 50 cal.
Imagine if that's how you died.
Shooting your Paris Hilton mini beauty fridge filled with tannerite on your property.
Paris Hilton's fridge burnt my house down?
If you kept it in your bedroom, because that's where you keep your beauty products, and then it caught on fire in the middle of the night, and then you go, well, Jesus, fuck. I was 32 years old. I had my whole life ahead of me.
Yeah.
All the possibilities of 32
didn't
year
need
old.
To worry about those wrinkles. Didn't need that retinol, you know? Yep.
Oh, fuck. That's true. You spent so much time, money, and thought on your crow's feet.
And your smile lines.
And now you're crow's food.
Yes. And also, in a way, you're eating crow.
Yes.
Yes.
Stupid idiot.
You
killed
dumb
by your
fuck.
Paris Hilton fridge.
My body stays perfect forever. Is it perfect while it's on fire because of your Paris Hilton mini beauty fridge and you're fucking asleep and you're burning to death?
Is it perfect in the kingdom of heaven, or did you get sent to hell for engaging in the sin of pride?
Yeah, vanity.
Mm, yeah.
Vanity.
It ain't all waiting on you. That's vanity.
Fucking idiot. Yep.
And I think we've all taken a pretty deep lesson from this 3-minute segment of the podcast, Punta Vista, which has now ended. Thank you so much for joining us. If you want more of this, patreon.com/Punta Vista. We just put out a crazy bonus episode.
We did. You might get one of the jokes if you pay for it.
Yeah,
it was sexually weird.
What were they talking about the plane? Oh, it was in the early part of this same episode.
They just remembered it wrong.
It might have been on this episode. We don't know.
We are unsure. Thank you so much for listening. Don't keep try and minimize the number of electronic goods you have in your bedroom.
You don't need
a
beauty fridge. Just put your shit in the fridge.
Just put it wherever.
It doesn't matter.
Put it in the spot you would have kept your milk, because obviously you don't have a 2-liter bottle of milk in your fridge anymore, because that's crazy. So just put your acids.
Hold
there.
On, why wouldn't you have a 2-liter bottle of milk?
Drinking milk is chopped.
It's chopped. Yeah, it's chopped.
It's out. We don't drink milk anymore. We don't
milk's
buy milk.
Chopped.
Damn!
I'll tell my children.
I'll tell my children about the fucking liters of milk that they drink every day.
You should
tell
know.
Just
tell your kids
milk,
they're
right?
chopped.
Yeah,
calcium is chopped, kids. Let me snap those bones.
I think that was a lie made up by the milk lobby, but I don't know. You probably get calcium from other foods as well, right?
There's calcium everywhere else. You don't need milk. It's not real. It isn't real.
And it gives you
calcium.
It can't
be real.
Calcium's real. There's calcium in so many other things.
Yeah.
Don't, just
right?
don't worry
it's
about it.
Calcium in beer.
Milk.
Yes.
It's calcium in beer.
Probably.
It's microplastics. That's facts.
Yeah, probably. And that's maybe true. We will talk to you next week. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.